Alicja Lenczycka was born in Warsaw, Poland in 1934. After the death of her father, Alicja and her older brother Slavek were raised by their mother, who later moved with the children to Szczecin in July of 1946. It was in this city that Alicja finished primary and secondary school, and after completing her pedagogical studies, she worked as a teacher from 1966 to 1975. Until Alicja's conversion in 1985, her Catholicism was very superficial. For several years, she lived a life far from the church. She was searching for the meaning of life, but only felt inner emptiness. Together with her brother, she started participating in the meetings of the Catholic Charismatic Renewal in 1984, following the death of their mother. It was in this community that Alicja found the meaning of her life. But on March 8, 1985, Alicja's life changed radically when she encountered Jesus standing before her after receiving Holy Communion. As Jesus stood before Alicja, she felt in her heart a burst of joy. She felt the very love that our Lord has for every soul. Everything that she had longed for and chased around the world for so many years, our Lord gave her. He gave her much more than she could have imagined and desired. During a retreat, Alicja received the extraordinary grace of regular mystical encounters with Jesus, who personally gave her advice and teachings and led her on a difficult path of maturing in faith and love. Alicja meticulously wrote down everything she heard from Jesus, and thus two diaries of her soul were created, testimony and words of instruction. Our Lord told her, "What you are writing down is for people to understand that I want to speak to everyone, to guide them, protect them from evil, and lead them onto the path of salvation. That I am with every person at every moment of their life, that they must desire to hear me, listen, and do what I indicate, to desire to live according to my teachings." Alicja began to participate in the Eucharist every day, to remain in adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, to read the Holy Scripture, to pray the Rosary, the Breviary, and to fast on bread and water on Wednesdays and Fridays. The Lord Jesus also called her to total abstinence. One day, Alicja had asked our Lord what she could do for him. Our Lord responded by asking her to bandage his wounds, which sinners constantly inflict on him. Our Lord also mentioned of how he is often beaten and abused by his own children. At the beginning of 1989, Alicja received the gift of a visible stigmata. Alicja participated in the suffering of Jesus for the salvation of all sinners. Prayer became for Alicja the most beautiful moments of her meetings with Jesus. Our Lord reminded Alicja of the importance of prayer for building the kingdom of God in human souls and for saving those who perish in their sins. Everything you do with your heart, mind, or hands to have meaning and value must begin with prayer and end with prayer and persist in it. Our Lord again reminded her how prayer is unity with Him and that many perish because the world is immersed in darkness because of lack of prayer, lack of unity with God. Once, she heard the voice of our Lord telling her, "You must not let go of the Rosary and adore me in the Blessed Sacrament. If you feel that Satan's attacks are coming, when darkness and oppression in your soul take over you, immediately recite, 'Under your protection,' because this is an exorcism." In her spiritual diaries, Alicja wrote down Jesus' statement about his real presence in the Eucharist. Our Lord told her, "I am constantly saving you. I am constantly snatching you from Satan and handing you over to the Father. As much as your free will allows me to do so, the most eloquent sign is my presence in the Eucharist. The Lord Jesus wants us not to receive him in Holy Communion in a state of mortal sin, and in a thoughtless and indifferent way." In the words of instruction addressed to Alicja, the Lord Jesus says that the greatest misfortune in a person's life is sin. By rejecting God, a person surrenders to the rule of Satan. Our Lord explained that mortal sin kills him in the sanctuary of the soul of a person who has sinned. If he persists in sin, God is dead in his soul and his soul is dead. But as long as he is in the world, he has the possibility of the resurrection of his soul through reconciliation with God. There are no hopeless situations in human life. Jesus is always with us to free us from the terrible slavery of sins and Satan. He is constantly waiting to forgive us all our sins in the sacrament of penance. Confession is the return of the prodigal son with the help of Jesus. Alicia retired in 1987. She lived in a small room on the 10th floor of a large block of flats built during the communist era. Since then, she has worked as a volunteer twice a week in the Corpus Christi Parish office for 16 years. Alicia devoted herself wholeheartedly to the work of evangelization and became a member of the family of the Heart of Crucified Love. She organized and led pilgrimages to Italy, the Holy Land, and Medjugorje. The latter place was particularly close to her heart. On June 21, 1989, Alicia finished writing her first spiritual journal, which she called Testimony, and 2 days later, at the express command of the Lord Jesus, she began writing her second soul journal entitled A Word of Instruction. The Lord Jesus entrusted Alicia with a very important task, to pass on to the whole world everything that he had told her to write down, and to participate in his suffering for the salvation of sinners. In 2010, Alicia's mystical encounters with Jesus became less frequent and eventually stopped altogether. That same spring, she was diagnosed with kidney cancer. Alicia Lenchetska died on January 5, 2012, surrounded by her brother and loved ones. Alicia Lenchetska, pray for us.